Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we're going to get back to a popular show segment that we've stopped doing because of the coronavirus. It's been 19 weeks since you last heard the Destination Spotlight on the show. We certainly have missed it. And today, for number 65 in our popular series, Mary and I are going to be taking you to the 24th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1821, known as the Show Me State. And before we're off to Branson, Missouri, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Okay, whether you're road tripping this summer or on the move for business, whenever travel returns for you, be better than ever with the best bag in hand. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Collection. Rudy prefers the Max Light series, but they have other collections as well. And one of the most important items to help ensure a successful trip is quality luggage.
It certainly is. And Travel Pro Luggage is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. That's why we've had it for years. They're offering some terrific specials right now at TravelPro.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Under sponsors.
Okay, we're going to take you right to that show hotline as Robert and I say hello to Kirk Elmquist, VP of Visit Branson.
Hello, Kirk. Mary and I thank you for joining us today for our Destination Spotlight series of the show.
Grateful to be here, Robert, Mary. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. Nice to have you for sure. So listen, Branson is a place that people like to return to again and again, and because of your location and even the Ozarks being so close, you have some major cities that people can easily drive from. I'm thinking St. Louis, Kansas City, or places like Oklahoma City, Little Rock, Memphis, and others. So I want to know, how's the summer season going so far? It's a strange year. Are you seeing good traffic from people road tripping to Branson this year?
We are. We live entertainment going on right now in the United States, right here in the middle of America. Half of the population in the U.S. is within a 500-mile drive. So 300, 400-mile drive, we got your back. We're not where we want to be, but we're moving in a good direction.
All right, that's good news. So I want to talk about Silver Dollar City in Branson. It dates back to 1960. It was one of the first amusement parks to reopen under the phasing with some really good, solid protocols in place, you know, during the outbreak. Can you, you know, how are they doing and what's going on with there? I did hear, I think, Mystic River Falls just opened.
I believe that's true.
Yeah.
Silver Dollar City's numbers are not to where they want to be either, but they're getting enormous amounts of gratitude from the people that are there, that they set the standards to meet, to help criteria to smash down to this bubble we're dealing with on this pandemic. So Silver Dollar City has done a great job of sanitizing the masks and doing everything you should do to come in there. And they're creeping in a good direction, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's good news. We've been hearing about them.
It's a fun amusement place to go with the family. So, all right, so the downtown area of Branson's got some great shopping, restaurant, all of that's all good. We certainly enjoy the area where you are, that part of the country, and encourage people to visit if they haven't. But I saw something suggesting that Branson is the best road trip vacation destination in the USA. That's a strong statement to make, so I want you to share with everybody why you think that is.
I think it's the lakes. I think it's the live entertainment, the world-class golf, the eclectic dining, the way if you want to do a Bigfoot or a roller coaster or do some sort of outdoor zip lining, or you want to drop mom off to do a little shopping and dad wants to go play a little golf and vice versa, or hit some great fishing spots, this has something for everybody. We're lacking one thing, it's casinos, and I don't know if those will ever be here. So pretty much everything you want, strong, wholesome family entertainment.
Well, Kirk, listen, that's enticing. I like that. And also what you said earlier, I think that's very important. You are in a central location, and it's easy to get there. That's, I think, also what helps a lot. Would you agree?
Beautiful Ozark Mountains. You got Interstate 65 or I-44 coming right in north, and then you can come right up 65 out of Arkansas. Very good roads getting in, all four lane, doing the deal right in the center of Ozark Mountain Country, and it's God's country down
and
here.
Live music,
and
which also
is
great.
Yes, which is really great right now. I think we all need that. And I would also add, it's been voted as one of the best vacation values in the country.
It is. The cost of living here is very reasonable. The tourism tax is very low. Heads and beds is very critical to this market. We thrive on the veteran coming in here with his family. We thrive on the veteran coming in here with her family. And we really, really like to take care of families and business trips and golf outings, buddy trips.
All good.
Bite her golf outings. Yeah. Fishing, you name it. We're ready to have some families and some business outings come our way.
So, Kirk, I realize we're almost at the end of July. A lot of people are talking about Christmas in July. It's the middle of summer. I get it. But before you know it, fall and winter are going to be here, and Christmas in Branson is really special. Just give us a couple of quick highlights that make Christmas so unique in Branson.
Silver Dollar City kind of leads the way. We also have Christmas Tree USA and, you know, be a part of Branson. We put Christmas trees at almost every business here, and there's a drive-through. You can go see it all, and you can drive throughout the entire community. And we really thrive on, from Halloween in all the way through the Christmas shopping, we really try to get folks down here. And especially with the changes in school from November through Christmas, and maybe the kids won't be going back, great time to bring your family in the fall and the wintertime.
All right, so last question, something we ask everybody on the show. We've got about maybe 15 seconds for this. Give us something that you feel is surprising or just an interesting fact about Branson that will entice people to come enjoy the city.
Outside of the live entertainment, I think it's the only place you can have Arnold Palmer, Tom Watson, Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino, and those kind of guys. And now Coor Crenshaw and Tiger Woods have all designed golf courses right here in Branson.
So, Kirk, listen, you're my kind of guy because I love
ears
golf.
Just
yes,
up.
I'm loving this with the golf. So, you know, at some point, you and I, we will have to go hit some balls together, I guess. But thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Folks, Branson, it really is a fun vacation place to go. You can find out more at explorebranson.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Thank you so much.
All right. It was great to do a destination.
Oh, my gosh. It feels great to do that.
And Branson, a fun place. Folks, listen, you can find all the places that we've covered. We started this series of the show back in April of 2017. The show's been around a lot longer than that, but they're all archived on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. We're headed towards 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's going to wrap hour one of the show. We still have got another hour straight ahead. After these messages, we'll all be back with you again, talking everything and anything in the world of travel.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.